When Governor Rick Snyder took office in January, he said he wanted to have the state budget signed, sealed, and delivered by the end of May. Nobody in Lansing took that seriously. In fact, if the budget had in fact not been completed until July, that would still have been seen as a remarkable victory. After all, we've become accustomed to lawmakers frantically struggling on September 30th, the last day possible, to pass a budget before the state would have to shut down. True, this year is different in that the governor's party controls both houses of the legislature. But the reforms that Snyder was calling on them to make were so revolutionary, it was hard to see how he could possibly win early passage. Well, we were wrong. Rick Snyder may officially be a non-politician, but he is, in fact, one of the shrewdest political operatives I've ever seen. People have consistently underestimated him, beginning with the famous Nerd commercial which launched his candidacy. Everybody scoffs at Snyder, and he smiles and keeps on winning. Primaries, general elections, legislative fights. The governor got virtually everything important he wanted here. Where he did have to compromise, on the pension tax, for example, one got the feeling that he'd planned on compromise all along. With a series of wrenching moves, he changed the way the system works. He seems to have eliminated the structural flaw that for years has caused automatic billion-dollar deficits. He did so at a terrific cost, balancing the budget and providing huge tax breaks for business by cutting aid to the poor, to children, and to education. But he got what he wanted, and now we'll see what happens. Make no mistake, this is entirely a Rick Snyder, Republican Party budget. It did not get a single Democratic vote. If this pays off, if the lowered business taxes do create new jobs, Snyder should be able to waltz to re-election, and the political culture of this state may be forever changed. But if it fails, if the promised new jobs don't materialize, and people keep falling through the tattered safety net, well, it'll be clear who to blame. It'll take a while to know exactly what's happening. But what does the governor do next? Granted, he still has to win the fight to get the legislature to approve a new Detroit River Bridge. But assuming he does, after this strenuous burst of activity, what does he do for the next 3 years? What I hope is that Snyder looks more carefully at things that can be changed. The prison system, for example. We need to spend less on lockups and more on kids and infrastructure. The man who got the lawmakers to do what they just did should be able to figure out a better way. We should also hope he keeps an open mind about his changes and is willing to tweak or even reboot if necessary. There is bound to be more turbulence ahead. 5 years ago, the last governor told us that by this time we were going to be blown away. Well, we have been, just not in the way she'd planned. Over the next few years, we'll find out just how solid are the foundations we have now.